and Gatos, the All Arizona Daily Download. The top five local stories of the day. Number five.
Another claim of abuse at Hacienda Healthcare.
Well, all we've been doing is talking about Hacienda Healthcare, where a woman in a vegetative state gave birth last month after being raped. Now we've got another claim.
Phoenix police are investigating new allegations of an assault. Assault report from inside the Hacienda Healthcare facility.
So what happened? And is this a credible report?
Well, this time it is more of a physical assault, not sexual assault, according to the person who says they suffered. A female patient said two female staffers yelled at her and struck her in the head and arm. They're looking into it, but there's no sign that this woman was hit or abused. But you've got to take the claim and investigate, because they are under a lot of scrutiny.
So the patient was given a medical examination.
Yes.
And displayed no signs of injury or abuse. They're saying this patient has, and I quote, a history of attention-seeking behavior.
Right.
That doesn't mean it didn't happen.
But the staffers both denied it, and allegations about Hacienda say they have spotless records, too. So, you know, again, the truth is somewhere in the middle. You know what I mean?
I'm not really sure, actually. I don't know if the truth is in the middle. Maybe this woman who has a history of...
Attention-seeking?
Maybe it didn't happen. I don't know. I need a lot more information, but there is another claim.
Mac and Gatos. The number four local story on the All Arizona Daily Download.
I want to see the body cam footage.
That is what the mom of a 14-year-old boy who is now deceased. He was killed by the Tempe police. And there were about 100 protesters holding signs, shouting at the police. They gathered outside the Tempe Police Department. Mom is saying they killed him. I want you to know the worst racists exist in Phoenix. They treat us as criminals. I want justice. I need justice. I don't even understand what this mom is going through. I couldn't. She says she wants to see the body cam footage. Wouldn't you wait to see the body cam footage before you call police racist? Hey, listen, maybe the police made a mistake here. And if it is, it's a big mistake.
Or,
but maybe they were right the whole time, because this 14-year-old boy was in the middle of committing a felony, was holding something that looked like a gun, did in fact run away from police, was taking that gun out and waving it.
Right.
I mean, the police don't know how old you are. The police don't know if that's a real gun or a fake gun. They got to assume it's a real gun. So I would say, you know, mom, maybe you should wait for the body cam footage to see if you really think that these cops are walking around, they're racist. I don't like that.
But you also know that there are people in the community that want this mom to say what she's saying.
Correct.
They want to go against the cops. I mean, this could be politically motivated. This could just be a mother's grief. We don't know all the answers yet.
Number three.
Arizona plays the feud.
Yeah, you want to play the family feud. Well, they've announced that they're holding auditions for the show in Phoenix, January 19th through the 20th. The requirements is you've got to have a total of 5 family members related by blood, marriage, or legal adoption. You must be a U.S. citizen and have permission to work in this country.
Now, that is true.
If you have anyone on your team that has appeared on Family Feud before, too bad.
I want to play the feud.
Okay, do you have 5 family members? Could you round
sure.
up 5 family members?
Me, you.
No, I'm not.
Becky,
I'm not related to you.
Pablo.
I'm not related.
Young Zoe.
Nope.
That'd be a good family feud, though, to get radio teams.
Oh my!
That'd
stop,
be goodness.
Becky Lynn. Just
that
stop. Would... Somebody from the feud may be listening. And
I
call
know.
Us.
I'm hoping. No,
yeah, stop
that.
Oh.
That wrong buzzer sound. I'm gonna play it all day long.
Oh.
I am.
There's no reason.
What do you mean? There's no reason.
There's no reason to play it. We're not playing the feud. You know, it was interesting, Becky Lynn, we were talking about this earlier.
No,
you remember
weren't.
The original host?
Richard Dawson.
He, talk about the Me Too movement now with Richard Dawson.
My gosh.
Do you remember how he used to kiss all the women?
Everybody. That was part of the shtick.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's just.
That was disgusting.
Louis Anderson was probably the worst host. I didn't like him at all. But Steve Harvey.
Steve
he's
Harvey's funny.
Funny
yeah,
on
good.
That show.
He's funny.
Sorry.
Mac and Gatos, the number two local story on the All Arizona Daily Download.
Stop stealing your dog's pain pills.
Yeah, Dr. Chandler says veterinarians are trying not to contribute to the opioid problem in Arizona, and it has nothing to do with your pets. It has to do with the owners who are saying they are having to figure out, does your dog have a fake injury?
Oh.
Does your cat not have a, you know, spine problem or bone problem? Because they'll say, yeah, my dog's in pain, my cat's in pain. You need to prescribe Vicodin.
I've heard this.
Yeah, it's sad.
Oh, my gosh. Or worse, the pet is in pain.
Correct.
And you're allowing the pet to continue being miserable.
Here's some aspirin. Shut up.
Yeah, and you take the dog's pills.
Right.
I see. Are all pain pills the same? I mean,
no, as long as they're opioid-based.
I guess. I mean, they're going to have to start making, like, pet pills have, like, an allergic reaction in people. So we stopped taking them.
The concept of vet shopping now has become an issue. It used to be doctor shopping. Now it's vet shopping.
Did you? I know that you've never taken a dog's pain pills, but have you ever eaten a dog's treat? It's actually not that bad.
I've eaten dog food when I was a kid.
You ate dog food?
Dry dog food, yeah.
Dry, right.
Yeah.
When
it
you
did
were
not
bad,
taste like chicken.
When your mom would punish you?
No.
Eat the dog's food, dear.
No.
Mac and Gatos. Mac and Gatos. The number one show presents the number one local story on the All Arizona Daily Download.
Shovel Trump's wall.
Wow. The largest single group of asylum seekers ever to cross into the United States tunneled beneath the border wall right down in Yuma, Arizona. And then they voluntarily turned themselves in once they were in the country. We're talking about over almost 400 people, 376 people, some crossing with their children. 30 were unaccompanied minors, crossed over, crossed under, I should say, didn't disperse and try to run from Border Patrol. They surrendered to Border Patrol and claimed asylum.
Wow. A wall is never going to stop that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not totally against the wall. I think it costs too much money, and I've said that before, but I don't know how you stop a tunnel. How do you do that? Because I believe that we do have technology.
What do you mean?
Well, you have technology that can detect tunnels.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You know? I don't know technology that will stop tunnels, though.
Correct.
I mean,
correct.
Yeah.
But if you can discover where the tunnel is...
Right.
You know,
then you investigate.
Yeah, I mean...
Or you do what they do with gophers. You just put a big hose down there and just turn on the hose and flush the gopher out.
You know what? I forbid you to ever say that again.
I am going to start playing this, too.
No, you can't.
Play it this game.
Don't you do it. No, you're going to... Don't let him...
You can play
that's
this
my
crappy
toy.
Game.
That's my toy.
Yeah, I know. You're like my two-year-old. My toy, Daddy. My toy. We've heard this. We've heard that a wall, a sick. No, I'm not saying you would call me. That's gross. Stop.
Oh. The All Arizona Daily Download. The top five local stories of the day with Mac and Gatos. KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
All Arizona Daily Download. Brought to you by Inspire Sleep.
I'm like, you're right, I am. I'm a two-year-old. You're absolutely right.
If CPAP isn't working for you, you can learn about Inspire. Go to inspiresleep.com today.
All right. I know. Coming up next.
Yikes.
We got to talk about Hacienda Healthcare. Is the monster who raped a woman in a vegetative state right here in the valley hiding in plain sight? You're not going to hear this anywhere else. Coming up in a second.
Mac and Gatos, Arizona's afternoon news, 92.3 FM, KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
The number five story, if you missed the All Arizona Daily Download, was another claim of abuse, this time physical abuse at Hacienda Healthcare. But we are still just absolutely horrified, intrigued, curious, revolted by the story that happened December 29th of a woman in a coma having a child full term when she's been in a comatose state for, you know, how many years? Since she was 3 years old. She's now 29. Where is this monster and who is this monster? Well, obviously, Phoenix PD are still looking.
Our next guest might know where the monster is. And is he hiding in plain sight?
Mm-hmm.
Joining us now is Darren Birch, retired Phoenix police sergeant, 30 years. He is a former sex crimes detective for 9 years. Darren, thanks for coming on the show. before we get into where you think this monster is, in your experience, being a sex crime detective for 9 years, what's the profile of this monster, Darren?
Yeah, sadly, I've had cases like these, unfortunately, and they're just heartbreaking. Absolutely, I have. And in every case I've had where we had a pregnancy or the suspect was caught in the act, we had arrests. So I feel very confident, as I know the Phoenix Police Department has talked about, very confident in this investigation going forward to the point where there will be an apprehension, an arrest made.
But who
really
is this?
Confident.
But who is this person? What do you think? Is it somebody from outside? Is it a maintenance worker? Is it an employee?
Is the guy long gone?
Yeah, both great questions. Talking with Mac first, I will answer that. Generally, in my experience, in my cases, it's been an employee. It's not a visitor. The reason being, I think, is that a visitor doesn't know about the windows of opportunity. They're there. They're visiting someone else or maybe visiting that person. They don't know when someone's going to walk in. They don't know the time schedules of the rounds and all that stuff. Employee does, and obviously a male employee regarding the pregnancy.
Right.
We're talking about, you know, that type of a crime where there wasn't a condom or protection used, and that's why we're even where we're at. Thankfully for the investigation, I believe very confident we're going to find this person. To your question, Gatos, in regards to could he still be there?
He's long gone, yeah.
And I heard you say that on the radio. I would politely say you might be wrong. Many times, it depends on turnover, but some of these facilities are nice. They have good benefits, so forth. We're talking about a 9-month window, right, based on the pregnancy. And so could this individual still be there 9 months later? Absolutely.
Really?
Really?
And the reason being is they think they got away with it.
But there's a pregnancy right there.
And a DNA test they had
right.
to take.
But no one knew about the pregnancy until they called police because the baby was born. So if they didn't know about this pregnancy, because if they did, they sure heck should have reported a crime. So they didn't know about the pregnancy. He thought he was going under wire, wasn't even caught, and now it explodes. There is a pregnancy, and now if he leaves, he could look very guilty. So there's a good possibility he could still be there. Now there's also obviously, equally a possibility he could have left. That might have been his last day. Who knows? But I'm saying, you know, the police are going to look at every single employee during that window, past, present.
We're talking with Darren Birch, and we're talking about the Hacienda case with a woman who was raped and gave birth to a baby boy. She's in a vegetative state. And Darren was a sex crime detective for 9 years. I'm blown away that you think this guy is still there. And listen, you're the expert, so I'm going with you, man. But I would think that this guy would have hightailed it out, like maybe even 9 months ago.
He probably knew
or
she
seven.
Was pregnant, right? He would have to know she was pregnant.
But
right?
to stick around,
yeah,
I can't believe that.
I don't know if he would know. Depends on who he is. If he had
well,
these
we think
of
that he kept assaulting her, or and there may be other patients assaulted too. We think that this wasn't a one-time assault that he got her pregnant. I would think if he kept assaulting her, he would know that her body's changed.
That's a fair point.
What percentage are you thinking that this guy still works there? If you were working this case as you did for 9 years, cases like this, what's the percentage?
Are you so sure that we would have to buy you dinner? Is that
I'm
how
so sure?
Sure
that investigatively speaking, I would look at it as he is still there. That's how
wow.
I would proceed accordingly. And then when I find out he's not, then I'm looking for those past employees during
wow.
that same window of opportunity.
So how would you know who it is? I mean, how?
All those places have a roster of who is the employee there at the time. You also, you know, and again, I'm narrowing it to just employees. You absolutely look at visitors in general as well. So you look at anyone that had the opportunity that's male within that time frame. What's nice about this situation is you have a baby. You have the medical professionals that give you a very sometimes tight window.
Hey, Darren.
Of when it occurred.
Darren, with a baby involved, the baby has been born. Since that's the case, is it easier to catch the monster?
Absolutely, 100% yes.
Yeah.
You have the DNA, it's there. If
you have physical
no
evidence of who could have done it.
Absolutely, you got that DNA. So, yeah, they're much easier.
Let's go down the road of how do you interview the female employees? I'm assuming everybody's going to be asked, everybody's going to be debriefed or interrogated or interviewed. What do you ask or what do you say to the females? Because obviously, It was a male suspect assaulting this woman.
Right.
Yeah. All those interviews are going to be witness style interviews. They're not going to be in custody interrogation type styles just because you're a male. They're mm-hmm. going to be witness generated. But witness to the male interviews will be very much different, as you said, Matt, because that's going to be your suspect list. But when you're interviewing the females, it's all about what have you seen, you know, during that time period. And not just that time period, but in general about the male employees. Is there any concerns you have about seeing someone that should have not been in a room when they were, that wasn't on their schedule, all those sort of things. And not just, you know, I don't want to exclude the visitors. You know, did you see something with a visitor that was strange and unusual? Like he was visiting a person, but he was in a different room. All those things are what you're going to be talking about, trying to get some type of feeling where this investigation leads. And then you just follow where it leads you.
Darren Birch, who is with Phoenix PD, retired sergeant, crimes detective for 9 years serving Phoenix PD. This gets really twisted and really creepy, but do you think she was the only one assaulted? Like there was something in this monster's mind that she was special or his type? Or do you think there are other, and maybe even male patients in this place that could have been assaulted as well?
Yeah, when it comes to a sexual predator, and this is what we're talking about, clearly a sexual predator that would have such disdain for the human life that he would do this to a completely vulnerable individual, unresponsive. I believe this isn't the first time they've done it, and they would continue doing it just based on what we know about sexual predators and their recidivism, and they just keep offending until you stop them. So no,
it doesn't matter who it is then. If the opportunity's there, it doesn't matter whether she's 29, 48, whomever.
That's the key word you just said, Mac, opportunistic. And that these creatures are all about the opportunity to commit this crime.
And you think they're going to catch this guy?
I absolutely do.
All right. Darren Birch still thinks possibly that this man is still at Hacienda. Because leaving would be suspicious.
But they've got DNA
suspicious testing,
though. I mean, why would you stick around if you gave a DNA swab?
9 years as a sex crime detective. Darren Birch, the author of Twisted But True. Thanks, Darren.
My pleasure.
It's one thing I didn't think of. I assumed immediately that this guy would be long gone. And Darren has done this for a long time.
But you're
and
a rational a lot person.
Of, right. He's caught a lot of bad people.
These people usually think they're smarter.
Sometimes they stick around.
And they think they're smarter, that they'll figure out a way to get around it.
Goodness gracious. All right. Coming up next, the longer the shutdown lasts, the less safe you are in the air. Why you may want to cancel your upcoming flight immediately next.
Arizona's Afternoon News with Mac and Gatos. KTAR News, 92.3 FM. Arizona's Afternoon News with Mac and Gatos. KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
You know, one of the great things about Becky Lynn is not only does she read the news just exquisitely, but she's also a great actress as well. She's been in a number of different plays that have been off, way off Broadway.
Mm-hmm. What was the TV show that you had a
Deadly Dentist.
A scene.
That's right.
In
I saw that.
A bedroom
yes.
with an axe murderer.
Yeah.
I saw.
Yeah. That was it.
Wasn't he a murderer?
He
yes.
was a murderer, not an axe murderer.
Not an axe murderer.
No, he was a dentist murderer.
But axe sounds really good.
Yeah. So you are in a new play. Or a new production of something here locally.
Yes, and I want to invite everybody to come. First of all, let me correct you. I'm not a great actress. I am just having fun
okay.
at it, like everybody else.
Okay. Well, you look pretty good in that last, Deadly Dentist.
So this is fun. This is goofy, fun stuff.
Okay.
It's Desert Stages Theater in Scottsdale, who does great musicals all the time and plays as well, is producing a show called Disaster. The 1970s disaster movie musical. Now, does that not sound like fun?
I like it.
It does. It does. Now, we remember, if for those of us who are of a certain age, 1970s had a bunch of different disaster movies, so you play on that
yes.
in a hilarious role.
All the disasters gotcha. Happen at one time.
Does crap blow up on stage? Because I'm there.
Oh, of course.
Oh, I'm
absolutely.
There. Oh, okay. That's all I want to know.
And it's filled with 70s fun music. So, yeah. So I am having fun being in this just because it was a hoot. I just thought it sounded hilarious.
Where is it again?
How do people go?
Oh, okay. So it's at Scottsdale's Desert Stages Theater, which is very conveniently located right inside Scottsdale Fashion Square Mall.
Oh, okay.
So
okay.
You can't miss it. And tickets are available online by calling the theater, Desert Stages. Or there's also the Gold Star app. You can check out that. You know, Gold Star.
Mm-hmm.
Break a leg.
Thank you. And
that's
it's,
what
oh,
they say, Max.
That's what they
like
say.
4 weekends. Oh, and by the way, I just got to say, despite everybody telling me that, I have yet to break a leg. And for that, I'm very thankful.
Yes, that's great.
Oh, my gosh.
That was a fear.
I never understood that anyway. Hey, go out and get a fracture. I mean, who wants to? I don't get that. That doesn't make any
sense.
I'll
explain it to you off
okay,
the air.
We got a lot to get to. Make sure you write it down and explain it to me.
Yeah. Speaking of being scared, as Becky Lynn was of breaking her leg, you should be scared the next time you go to Phoenix Sky Harbor.
Really?
Well, that's what one person is saying. That's what one person who works there is saying.
All right. So we know that the government shutdown is in like day whatever. We're not really getting into the politics of it because it's just a bunch of toddlers in D.C. They can't get along. Okay, fine. But are you safe when you get on a plane? If you have, let's say, a trip coming up.
Yeah, like this weekend.
Yeah, you're going to Sky Harbor. Are you safe in the air? Because some people are saying not really. And one of them is an air traffic controller at Sky Harbor.
For some, the uncertainties become too much.
I put in 10 years of service between the military and TSA. I went through this once already. I decided I would retire.
Meanwhile, the shutdown is adding strain to what's already one of the most stressful occupations in the country, the job of air traffic controller.
We're coming in, working, getting it done, but you still have that in the back of your head.
Adding to the workload, extra safety personnel who usually accompany air traffic controllers aren't assisting during the shutdown.
All right, so there are two things to go through there, at least that I hear. One, you've got a man named, I think his name is Scott Carnes, excuse me, an air traffic controller at Sky Harbor. It's the stress. You're coming to work. Imagine going to work and knowing you're not getting paid. Are you going to be happy? Are you going to be ticked off?
Are you going to be focused on the job?
Are you more, I think you're more focused probably on the bills that are piling up. And if the bills are piling up and your stress level is up, you're distracted and you're an air traffic controller at Sky Harbor. That is a little bit unsettling.
They're the ones that say, okay, flight, whatever, you can take off. Okay, flight, you can land. Those are the people that control all the incoming and outgoing planes, basically.
Are you going to do a better job at work if you're getting paid or you're not getting paid? Isn't it obvious? It's so obvious. You're going to be furious that you're working for free.
That's the other part, too.
That's infuriating.
It builds up resentment.
Yeah.
Not only do you have to pay bills, but then you think, well, this isn't fair. This isn't right.
Right.
And I have no control over this. And added to that, I don't know when this is going to end.
If you have a personal problem, something's going wrong at home, you've gotten in an argument with your wife or your husband, the kid just got three F's in a row. It could be anything. It could be anything.
Dog crapped on the rug.
An injury,
right.
A sickness, an illness. If you have a personal problem, that is most likely going to distract you from the job. Well, this is a big personal problem. I'm not getting paid, and I'm going in and working for free, and I'm making sure planes don't crash.
Which is a stressful job
it is.
In and of itself.
I don't want anybody up there looking at the planes, making sure everybody's not crashing into each other. I don't want them distracted at all.
One guy, not at Sky Harbor, but another guy at another airport said, travel is less safe than it was a month ago. There are people from the TSA who are calling out sick or basically not coming to work because they're not getting paid.
Mm-hmm.
There are other people who are protesting at airports because they're not getting paid. And then there are other people who say, I'm coming to work, but I'm not getting paid. Do I have to take a second job or should I quit this job and take another job?
So imagine an air traffic controller taking a second job. That means they're tired. Means they're not concentrating
right,
like they did.
Right.
One air traffic controller at Sky Harbor says the safety of the national airspace system is slowly eroding. Well, you have a trip in March, and so do I.
Yeah, I'm flying out in March.
Right.
And so are you.
This is probably.
And we don't know when this is going to end. This could. Elliot Pollack, the Valley economist,
spoke to him yesterday.
Said this could last a couple of months. if not longer.
And if it does, the economy might might slump into a
recession. Right.
But what's your main point from that, though?
My main point is nobody knows when the end of this is going to be, but the longer it goes, the less safe you are. So if we're talking about this in March, do you cancel your trip or do you say, you know what? I'll just go and see what happens.
Are you canceling your trip?
Not right now.
Okay, we haven't bought our plane.
But if nobody at the TSA shows up and there's like 2 hour lines to get into the airport.
My question is, though, are you worried? Let me ask it better. Are you worried, you personally, are you worried about air traffic safety and getting in a plane in March?
Not right now.
Okay, because we haven't bought our tickets yet. And you know what? This might change my mind.
Mm-hmm.
It might.
Right.
You're right. The TSA, they're not getting paid. That's a mess. People are calling in sick. Air traffic control, they're tired. They're not getting paid. They're stressed out. They might have a second job. Maybe I don't buy my tickets, actually.
Until after the shutdown ends.
You've already bought your tickets.
Right.
Maybe I might not buy these tickets. That might change my mind, actually. That's scary stuff.
Yeah.
An air traffic controller at Sky Harbor says the safety of the national airspace system is slowly eroding because of the shutdown.
That's never a good thing to hear.
No. All right. Coming up next, would Phoenix's economy collapse? This isn't about the shutdown.
Right.
If Phoenix's economy collapse, would it collapse, I should say, if Talking Stick Resort Arena, where the Suns play, just disappeared? Next.
Arizona's Afternoon News with Mac and Gatos. KTAR News, 92.3 FM. Mac and Gatos. Arizona's Afternoon News. KTAR News. KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
All right, bring five or more non-perishable food items to Talking Stick Resort Arena. January 22nd, you'll receive two tickets to the Suns versus T-Wolves game that night. Text the word HUNGER to 411-923. Get all the details. That's HUNGER to 411-923.
Coming up at 3:05, we're going to take some of your phone calls. And what we've been talking about is that Valley officer who passed away, Clayton Townsend. He was killed by a texter and driver, right? We want to know if you were ever involved in like an accident with someone who was texting and driving. Or we want to know if it was you who was texting and driving and you hit another car. Because this is something that is happening around America, especially obviously here in Arizona. And we'll also talk about the pledge that we're asking all of you to take. Change the settings in your phone so when you're driving, you're not getting text messages. And you're doing it to honor this officer. So that's coming up at 3:05. Just think about it. If you've ever been involved in a situation where a texter and driver hit you, or maybe you were the texter and driver, I think it's going to be pretty interesting.
You know, we're just talking about Talking Stick Resort Arena. We've been talking about that for a while now because the city council has a decision to make. There is a proposal for a $230 million renovation to the arena that the Suns owner says is desperately needed. There is, I guess, the feeling of the public is not interested or not really for, unless they know the facts, of what that deal should involve as far as tax money.
Well, wait, now they're into it, though. That now they weren't into it before, and now they agree with it, right?
Who? The public. As long as they have the facts.
Okay, so
that's
it has.
It says.
So the numbers have turned around. You don't believe that?
No.
Okay, well, that's fine.
Yeah,
the early numbers said we're totally against it.
Right.
The numbers we got lately is, okay, now we know we're kind of for it, and we won't really have to pay that tax because it'll be people traveling. Okay.
So it comes down to this, and I thought it was interesting that there's been a study published by West Virginia University, go Mountaineers, analyzing 13 new sports facilities. And the question is asked, does a sports facility, and we're talking about a major league sports, you know, a NFL, MLB, NBA, NHL team, does that facility help, hurt, or make any kind of difference to the economy of that city? And I was surprised at the answer.
Okay, so what you're saying is where the Phoenix Suns play,
mm-hmm.
if it disappeared and the Suns don't play there anymore,
right?
What happens to the economy?
Because what city council members will say is, oh, there'll be the economy will just tank in downtown Phoenix, whatever. This West Virginia University study analyzed 13 new sports facilities, business activity nearby. The research found no evidence
of any effect, positive or negative, on new sports facilities, on new businesses around facilities dealing with sports.
I don't get it. Shouldn't it either be it's a good thing or it's a bad thing?
It has no effect. It doesn't make a difference.
So the restaurants around downtown Phoenix, it
would not suffer.
I don't buy that. I don't believe that.
Basketball arenas specifically did not spur economic development in any of the cities they studied. The Suns.
All right, why don't we take it this way? Aren't all cities different? And would the Suns arena, if it were to disappear, the Suns wouldn't play there. Since all cities are different, would it affect us? Would it affect the Valley?
Well, that's a little different. Affecting the Valley is one thing.
Okay, Phoenix.
Does it affect the downtown area next to Chase Field,
that
stuff?
You're right. See, I think it would. I mean, it's the eye test. You know how many places people go down there and have beers or have food? I mean, I was just down there late last year at Chase for the bowl game.
Yeah.
TCU against whatever.
Right.
Oh, horrible game, by the way.
Really?
Oh, it's terrible. Oh. It's funny, but it was so bad it was funny. But, I mean, so many places were packed. Come on. If you don't have the game down there, no one is at those bars or restaurants.
A 1997 study by the Brookings Institute concluded sports facilities have a negligible effect. Again.
All right, we'll keep our eye on it.
Yep.
All right. We've been talking about the Valley officer, Clayton Townsend, who was killed by a distracted driver, is laid to rest this week. Phone calls. We want to know, were you hit by someone who was texting and driving, or was it you who hit someone texting while driving? 277-5827.